Well, hello, and welcome to this English lesson about phrasal verbs. This is part four. If you didn't watch the first three, you should take a minute to go and watch those after this one is done. It'll take you more than a minute, but you should watch them. I've tried to put together what I think are the 100 most common phrasal verbs in English, and in each lesson I teach about 25 or 26 of them. In this lesson, I'll wrap up this series of English lessons. There are far more phrasal verbs, by the way, and I will, throughout the coming year, do a few more lessons about phrasal verbs. But this is the last one for this series. I think you will enjoy it. There's a few in here that they're going to be hard to explain because they involve a couple actually have, I think one has an animal name in it. Yeah, and one refers to, well, you'll see when we get there. You'll have to wait to see the slides as they come up. Again, these are common phrasal verbs. As much as I might be laughing or giggling a little bit about some of them, they are common. They are phrasal verbs that we use all the time and you will hear all the time. So, welcome to this English lesson about phrasal verbs, part four. To crack down on. So this phrasal verb wins the prize for having the most words in it. There are other ones like this, but when you use the verb to crack down on, it means that you're trying to stop a certain kind of behavior. You will most often hear this on the news or read it in a news article. They'll say the police are trying to crack down on speeders. Sometimes at school, we try to crack down on students running in the hallway, or we try to crack down on students who are using their phones in class. So it means there is an activity and the people in authority are trying to stop that activity. So most often you'll hear it when they're talking about the police. The police were trying to crack down on speeders in my local town a few weeks ago. And as you know, as most of you know, they got me. When they were trying to crack down on speeders, they did it at a time when I drove by and got a nice little ticket. To crack someone up. So to crack up has a bunch of different meanings, but to crack someone up means to make them laugh. You could say to someone who's really funny, "You crack me up. Your jokes crack me up." It means that they make you laugh. I know a few people in my life where if I'm, let's say I'm at a dinner and I'm sitting with them, they crack me up. They just make me laugh. When I was a kid, there are a couple cousins I have that if we went to a family wedding, if I was at their table, they would crack me up. They would tell the funniest jokes and I would really laugh. In fact, here's one of the jokes I remember my cousin telling. He said, what bird is a little bigger than a swallow? And I said, I don't know. And he said, a gulp. So there's a little English joke for you. A gulp and swallow are the same, but a gulp is a little bigger. That's when you drink or eat something. So to crack open. A lot of phrasal verbs with the word crack in it. To crack open is generally used to talk about opening a bottle or can of something you're going to drink. If I had a can of Coca-Cola, I could crack it open. I could say, oh, my friend came over last night and we cracked open a couple cans of beer. So when you have something, it's generally used to drink. You can crack open a box of cookies. I think you might use a different verb for that. You might just say, we opened up a box of cookies. But for drink, a drink like a soda or pop or an alcoholic beverage, you would probably say to crack open. To beef up. This is one of the ones I think is a little funny because beef is actually a word we use for a type of cow and also a type of meat. You know, a hamburger has a beef patty on it. But in English, when you beef something up, you make it stronger. So I was talking to someone this week who bought a trailer and they didn't think it was strong enough, so they were going to beef up the trailer. That means they are going to add more metal or steel to the trailer to make it stronger. You can see in my diagram here, this is the original piece of something, and the person added another piece to beef it up. They wanted it to be stronger. We sometimes use this to talk about people. Like you could go to the gym to beef up a little bit. It's not as common. It's most often used to talk about making something stronger by adding stuff to it. So you could Let's say you had an old ladder and you needed to climb up on the roof. You might add some wood to the side of the ladder. You might beef it up so that it's stronger. Maybe you're like me and you're a little heavier now than you were the last time you used the ladder. You might need to beef it up so that it doesn't break when you climb it. To wipe out. So this has happened to me, but it's rare. As a Canadian, I'm pretty good at walking on snow and ice. But if you have this happen to you, we would say that you weren't careful and you wiped out. So I switched to the past tense there. You would hear it when someone tells you to be careful. You know, be careful. It's slippery out there. Don't wipe out. Or I hate it when I wipe out on the ice. So this person is in the middle of wiping out. When they are done, they will be laying flat on their back. They might land really hard on their butt and hurt themselves. But yes, when you walk on something slippery, it's very easy to wipe out. You should always be very, very careful to duck out. So this has a couple of, well, it's the same meaning, but in one situation, it can mean to leave something early when no one sees you, right? Like you might have to work till 5, but you duck out at 4:30. And you don't tell your boss and you hope you don't get caught. Maybe you duck out 10 minutes early from work because you have to go somewhere. But it doesn't always have to be in secret. Like I could go to my boss and say, hey, can I duck out half an hour early tomorrow? I have to pick one of my kids up from skating or something like that. So it can mean to sneak out of work. Like, oh, he always ducks out of work 10 minutes early. It's annoying. Or you could say, yeah, the boss said I could duck out a few minutes early tomorrow because I have to go do something. So to duck out means to leave work earlier than normal. And you can duck out of a class as well if you're a student. You can ask a teacher, hey, can I duck out 10 minutes early? So by the way, this is another one that makes me smile because whenever someone says they're going to duck out, I always think quack, quack, which that's the sound that a duck makes. In English, we say ducks go quack. So duck out early, quack, quack. Don't say the quack, quack part if you use this phrase. To pig out. So to pig out, you know what a pig is. There, I'm doing all the sound effects. I didn't do the beef one though, but to pig out means to eat a lot of food. In fact, it means to eat more food than you probably should eat. So at Christmas, I go to Jen's parents for Christmas dinner and I pig out. I literally eat more food than I should. I eat too much food. So you can see this man here, he has 2 plates of food. I think he's going to pig out. Either he's getting a plate of food for someone else, or he's going to pig out and eat both plates of food. So again, to pig out simply means to eat more food than you should, usually around the holiday season. You know, when you are meeting family and having large meals, you are highly likely to pig out in those situations. To miss out. So this one might take me a bit to explain. When you miss out, it means that something good is happening and you weren't able to participate or be involved. So for instance, if a store has a huge sale and it goes from Monday to Friday, and you don't see the advertisement till Saturday, we would say that you missed out. It's not nice to miss out. You might, let me think of another one. If you don't get invited to a party, we would use the same verb, that you missed out on the party, that no one told you about the party, so you missed out. It's not fun to miss out on things, especially a really good sale. There was a flyer this week that had a tool set for sale, but it was 70% off and I need a new set of tools like wrenches and stuff. But I was too late. I missed out. The sale was over by the time I saw the advertisement. So I was a little bit sad, but it's okay. It'll come on sale again, I'm sure. To read up on simply means to research something. Sometimes during a live stream, someone will say what country they're from and I'll say, oh, I'll read up on that after the live stream. Or maybe you're not feeling well and you go to the internet and you read up on your symptoms. So you're like, hey, stuffed up nose, stomach ache, and then you read up on it. You don't need to use this many words to talk about it, though. You could just say, I'm going to research that a little bit. I'm going to look into that. But when you read up on something, it simply means you have a book or you're on a computer and you decide that you are going to learn a little bit about something. I like to read up on all of the different countries in the world so that when someone mentions where they're from, I have a little bit of an idea of what life is like there. So to read up on simply means to research or to investigate. By reading, by the way. To chicken out. So if you squint, you can see Brent in the background there. Brent and I went ziplining last summer. Brent came up to visit. It was a fun time. And we decided to go ziplining. And we followed through with it. Like we actually did it. If one of us had decided not to do it, we would use the phrasal verb to chicken out. So I could have said to Brent before ziplining, you're not going to chicken out, are you? And he would respond and say, I'm not going to chicken out. Are you going to chicken out? And I would say, I'm not going to chicken out. So to chicken out means to, it means you're going to do something and you decide not to because you're a little bit afraid, because you're scared. Okay, so leading up to doing the zip lining, I was a little bit scared. I could have chickened out, but I decided to do it. So again, to chicken out, to decide not to do something. Let me back up. It means you're planning to do something that's maybe a little scary and you decide not to do it. You chicken out. You decide not to do it. To hand in. So a few weeks ago, I did the phrasal verb to hand out. Teachers will hand out stuff to their class. Today, when I go to school, I will hand out papers to my students. When students finish working on a piece of paper from the teacher, sometimes they need to hand it in. When you hand something in, it means you give it back to the teacher. This phrasal verb is used a lot in classroom situations. Like if you go to a meeting and you have to fill in a form, you have to hand in the form. That's another use of it. But probably it's used the most often in when talking about a school. You need to hand in your work. You need to hand in your notebook so the teacher can check it. I think that, definitely used mostly in a school. To hand in, to give something to the teacher. To save up. If you want to do something fun and if you don't have enough money, you can save up. So you can put a little bit of money in an envelope every week. You can put a little bit of money in a special bank account. I don't know how your banking works, but with online banking, usually you can have more than one bank account and you might save up money for a trip by putting it in a separate bank account. You might save up money to go buy something on the weekend by putting it in a little envelope in your desk. So when you save up, it means you set money aside. You decide not to spend a certain amount of money because you want to use it to buy something new. Right now, I am trying to save up to buy a new computer. The computer over there is 6 or 7 years old. It's starting to wear out. It's starting to show its age. It's starting to do weird things. So I really need it to work because I do all my editing on it. So I am saving up. I am putting a little bit of money aside every month so that in the summer I can buy a new computer. To drop out. When you go to school, sometimes people leave and they don't come back. And we would say that they have decided to drop out. In Ontario, you have to go to school until a certain age, but after that you can drop out. It's not good. You should always finish high school. By the way, I don't know the exact age. I think around age 15 or 16, you can drop out. But students are strongly encouraged to stay in high school till grade 12. It's not good to drop out. People drop out of university and college much more often. I know my son who went to university said that after the first year, a lot of people decided to drop out of his program. They decided it was too hard, and so they were going to drop out. So to drop out means to quit school. You can also drop out of a race. Like if you're running a race and you decide it's too hard, you can stop running. And we would say, oh, he was tired, so he decided to drop out of the race. To get around to. So this is a fun one. Sometimes you have a list of things to do. and you get the first few things done, but you aren't sure you have enough time to get around to the rest of the list. Sometimes my kids have to do some cleaning on a Saturday and they don't get around to cleaning their room. Maybe they help do dishes and they help do some stuff in the rest of the house, but they don't get around to doing the last thing. At work, you might have 20 things to do in a day, and you might not be sure if you are going to get around to doing number 19 and 20. So to get around to means to get to the time where you can do something, okay? If someone said to me, when are you going to go to work today? I would say, oh, I'm going to get around to going to work around 8:30 today. I'm going to leave for work. That will be the next thing on my list. Or I could say, I'm going to go to work, but I don't know if I'm going to get around to fixing the gate in our backyard today. So you can use it to talk about something you will be able to do, something you will get around to doing, or something you won't be able to do, like you're not going to get around to doing it. So let me just give a simple couple sentences again. On this list, the person might get around to finishing homework, but they might not. They already got around to cleaning their room and getting dressed, but they might not get around to doing their homework. We'll see. It's a cool little chart. I should get one of these for my kids, I think. That would be fun. To ask out. So you see this gentleman here. He has some flowers. I don't think the girl is responding in a positive way, but he is definitely asking her out. When you ask someone out, it is a romantic phrasal verb. It means you are interested in the person, you are attracted to them, and you want to go on a date with them. So you ask them out. I'm trying to think if we use this in a non-romantic way. Yeah, definitely it has, to me, that is the meaning of this verb. Did you know that Joe asked Kim out? Did you know that Jim is going to ask Francine out? So it definitely means that they are interested. And by the way, girls can ask guys out as well. Maybe at school, there's a guy you like, you can ask that guy out if you want. So when two people are interested in each other romantically, well, hopefully they're both interested in each other, one might ask out the other person to see if they want to go on a date. To go over. This simply means to check something to make sure it's right. If you fill out a form, if you go to renew your driver's license and you fill out a form, you want to go over the form after you fill it out. When a student writes a test, when they're done writing the test, I always tell them to go over the test one more time to check to make sure their answers are correct. So you should always go over any kind of important document at least once to make sure that you have done it correctly. So to go over simply means to check something to make sure it is correct. I'm trying to think. It doesn't just have to be paper. Like before you drive a car in a race, you might want to go over the car to make sure everything's in the right spot. But it definitely means to check something to make sure it is correct. To try out for. So if you are someone who likes to play sports, you have done this before. You have decided at some point in your past to try out for a team. At our school, we have basketball teams and volleyball teams and badminton teams, and students need to sign up for the tryout, and then they need to try out for the team. So there's a couple verbs in there. So there's a piece of paper and they sign up for the tryout. Signing up doesn't mean you're on the team. And then they go to a tryout, the noun version, and they go to try out for the team. Maybe you were really smart in school. Maybe you're in school now and there is like chess club. You might have to try out for chess club. You have to go and play some games to show how good you are at it. So when you try out for something, it means you want to be on a team. And you go and show your skills, hoping that you will make the team. To warm up. So before you do something athletic, it's always good to warm up. Now, there was some controversy last time I talked about warming up. I said you might do a little bit of running and some stretching. And some people feel like you should stretch, like like these guys are stretching a bit before you do something athletic. Some people feel like you should stretch afterwards, and maybe we'll hear that in the comments below. But definitely, I would say that these guys have decided to warm up before playing a game. They're stretching out. Maybe they'll do some light running or some walking. Maybe they'll kick the ball around a little bit to warm up, to get ready to play their game. And then on the opposite side, we have to cool down. So you can see this guy, I think in this picture, he has finished running a race. And now he's going to walk for a little bit to just cool down. So when you do something athletic, when you play a sport or when you go running, you get very warm. And then when you're done, you don't want to just sit down. That's not good for your body. You want to just walk for a bit or stay on your feet or maybe do some stretching afterwards to cool down, to relax and to slowly come to a point where you're not. Like when I go for a walk, I don't come in the house and sit down right away. When I was running last summer, I don't stop running and just sit. I would still walk for another kilometer or so after I ran just to cool down a little bit. To join in. So this is kind of fun. I see that the parents have decided to join in. Maybe the kid said, hey, join in and play this video game with us. I always like it when families play together. So I'm imagining the parents are losing the game right now. Whenever I play video games with my kids, when I join in, I definitely don't do as well as I would have hoped. But to join in means to do something with other people. When you, let's say you saw two people at the park playing basketball, they might ask you to join in. They might say, hey, you want to play? Why don't you join us? Join in. Let's play some basketball. To roll out. So every year, car manufacturers will roll out their new cars. It doesn't have to be something that's on wheels, though, by the way. You could say that, the furniture company is going to roll out a bunch of new furniture next week. Or Jen might roll out some new products that we're going to be selling in our booth this summer. Maybe we'll sell potpourri. Do you know what that is? You should look it up. Potpourri is when you dry flower petals and then you sell it dry and then people use it because it smells nice. I don't actually know a lot about potpourri. But anyways, when you roll something out, it means you introduce something new. At school, we could roll out some new classes next year. So when a business or organization decides to have new products or services, they will roll out the new products. It's used a lot with cars, definitely. Every year, car manufacturers will roll out their new line of cars and they will start showing it to people. So we learned the phrase to run into in the first phrasal verb lesson, I think number one, and we talked about to bump into, I think we did. I'll have to go back and watch it. But to bump into means the same thing. You can bump into people when you're at the grocery store. You can, and it doesn't mean to like actually drive your grocery cart into them. It can be like, oh, I bumped into you with my cart. But it can simply mean to meet. Oh, I bumped into my sister yesterday. Or I don't like going to that store because I always bump into people I know and I don't like talking. That doesn't sound very nice, but that could be a situation. When you bump into someone, it means you meet them when you weren't planning to meet them. You meet them, I guess you could say by accident, or it's just a fluke. Do you know that word, fluke? Something that happens randomly, to bump into someone. Boy, I used a lot of words. Did I use potpourri and fluke? Those are probably new words for you. I should put them in the chat probably. At some point. I don't know how to spell potpourri though. To team up. So this is similar to join in, but has more of a, like you're trying to get a task done well, so you need more people. So let's say that I'm teaching a class and another teacher is teaching the same thing. We might team up and teach the class together. Maybe your company builds houses and there's another company that finishes the last part of the building process. You might team up and build houses together. So when you team up with someone, it means you do things with them. I'm trying to think of another example. Let's say Jen was going to go sell flowers in Toronto at a really big market, and she might not have enough flowers. She might team up with another flower grower, and they might go together and sell flowers together. So anytime you join forces, anytime you work with someone, we would use the phrasal verb to team up. I think the construction one is a good one. I know when I was younger, we would often team up with another construction company on larger projects. We would work together when I worked in the construction industry. To get into. So when you get into something, it means you start doing it. Similar to take up. But I could get into cycling this summer. I could get into learning how to make bread. I could get into sewing or fishing. I could really get into it. So when you get into something, it means that you decide you like it and you want to learn how to do more of it. And it's usually about hobbies. Like, yeah, he's really getting into working out, or she's really getting into fishing, or he's really getting into art. So it means that you are learning something, usually a hobby, and trying to get really, really good at it. So a lot of you are decided to get into learning English a long time ago. And you might be wondering, why don't we just say he started learning English? Why do we say he got into learning English? I don't know. It just sounds better. It's like come on in versus come in. Sometimes it just sounds better to say it one way over the other. To grow out of. So when I was younger, I didn't bite my nails. I shouldn't give away information. When I was younger, I knew someone. When I was a kid, I knew someone who bit their nails a lot, but eventually they were able to grow out of it. When you grow out of something, it means that you stop doing a certain behavior as you get older, okay? So sometimes people in their late teens are pretty wild. As teenagers, they do illegal things, but eventually they grow out of it. Well, you hope they grow out of it. Parents and teachers often use this phrase. When a student or when a kid is doing something that they don't like, you A, tell them not to do it, but you also hope they grow out of it. When you grow out of something, it simply means, you know, you've become more mature. You've decided that whatever you're doing isn't a good idea. When you grow out of something, it's usually good. I'm trying to think too, like you can grow out of situations as well, but let's leave this as you get older kind of thing. You're probably all aware of a behavior you did as a kid that eventually you were able to grow out of. Always good when you can grow out of a behavior, especially if it's a bad behavior. Hi, Bob the Canadian here. Thank you for listening to this English podcast lesson. If you would like to support me in the work that I do as an online English teacher, please visit patreon.com/BobTheCanadian.